racism, journalism, hypnotism, terrorism. Where's the wisdom? They attacked the nations in Africa, made them catch their man-made AIDS with polio vaccinations, and they drive their Mitsubishis. Belief in mystic genius and watch on TV distracts us from another Lisbon treaty. Planet permissions, this planet's position, brainwashed with religion to accept their fascist decisions. People panic in no paladin, no patron saint. Battling to stay awake, pineal gland cluttered by what's in the water as a Celtic warrior, breaking every barrier. I was surprised when I realized if you believe a lie, then you can fill a lie detector like an actor in a part. Society's a stage, and the masters of the art are the laughter in the dark. Rest assured, we will not be terrorized, and this revolution will not be televised. What? Is Mercer for Jupiter? It's safe to say that many men have been murdered, including William Cooper for gritting their teeth and killing the seeds of evil as people scatter on the compound of false religious belief. It's not gonna stop by watching Top of the Pops. We need to bring cheese to this establishment, but not with the trunk of a box, cause the ones at the top that are calling the shots like they've got it all locked. But my passion is burning like a Molotov cocktail, and my will to fight is still strong as an ox. Honest to God, habits make a mind state, and if you cut jobs and raise drug prices, it raises the crime rate. Freedom of speech means I can teach about the priest's reason to preach a fallacy that has me breathing the leaf of tobacco plants. But the truth is, there shouldn't be a they controlling each other. It's made the mess we see today.
I still have a dream to see past the sickness and know what to really be free is. I still have a dream. I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it. I still have a dream. The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it.
I still have a dream. This nation will rise up.
Global terror is here, but we're all blinded. Chameleon governments hold info, so we don't know they're behind it. Bright media lights shine, and all of our eyes run the edge. Exaggerate the problems of mankind. Now there's violence around us, no escaping its finders. Rebellion, martial law, and then they'll appoint us. Got a pain in my leg, must be my femur. Black blood being spilled over
Oscar Mayer Lima.
Can we just sit back and let this all happen? Like guards at the gate that got caught out napping. I invented a cure for cancer using radio waves, replacing chemical placebos with herbal remedies. Who let the dogs out? It turned into swine flu. It wasn't on the news cause it wasn't supposed to. This is expression, revolutionary lyrical art. I'm Irish through and through and I've got fire in my heart. I'm a soldier, I told you, bend you, then fold you. Knowledge is my burden, got a lot on my shoulders. Don't shoot the messenger, stay away, I'm telling you. Listen if you like, but I'm not gonna yell at you. Blinded with money, I'm going green with envy. Thoughts in this corporate world, fucking torment you. Do you sometimes feel weak and empty? Do you think TV is there to help you? Working, sleeping, drinking, but nobody's living. Lab rats in the maze is the life we've been given. Hold up, I think I'm gonna sneeze. Zeitgeist, did I say zeitgeist? Oops, there, I said it twice, nice. Yeah, this is a prank. My name is George Hank, and I work at the bank. I'll tell you everything, then I gotta catch a flight. I want this all in the open, in plain sight.
I still have a dream to see past the secrets and know what to really be free is.
I still have a dream.
I know you can't see this, but people, you got to believe it.
I still have a dream.
The secrets to know what to really be free is, so be it.
I still have a dream. This nation will rise up.
Cannabis blazes will rattle your cages. Truth like hot rocks burning holes in the pages. I'm working so hard trying to change tomorrow. I'm a fucking revolutionary like I'm Che Guevara. They try to use statutes to catch you, but I comfortably bargain on the gospel of Mark. Making me swear on the book that preaches equality. I came from the clay, so you can't put laws on me. 8,000 years of Celtic mythology. I demand an apology. This farce makes a mockery of me, my mind, and my spirituality. My words are just as valid as anyone's actually. So what is reality? Somebody challenge me. That's your reality, fine. Don't interrupt mine. We write for the message and not for what sells. Ancient Irish knowledge straight out of the Book of Tales.
The Irish people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, the secret oaths, and the secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
Good evening.
And good evening and welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on People's Internet Radio. That's www.peoplesinternetradio.com, where we are seeking solutions. And before I move on, I just want to say thank you so much to Dot Dunn. Dot Slot is just getting better. I mean, what's Dot Slot not? It's not a bad slot at all. He has been playing some fantastic music on the radio, and thank you, Dot. That was fantastic stuff. I hope more and more people tune into your fantastic music show. And also, Tony Hurst has been playing some incredible tunes, doing ninja shows during the days, and I want to thank him very much for keeping things moving in People's Internet Radio. Thank you to you too. But what a show I have for you tonight. I am a very lucky man. I'm sitting here in my little cottage in Galway. It's raining outside. But I have three amazing guests coming on for the first 2 hours. I mean, each one of these guests could be a three-hour show in themselves. I'm just amazed to have them in a round table, sit down together, let's have a chat type of way. I'm going to be inviting on Ollie Damigard. You all know him, you've all heard all the interviews I've had with him and other stuff he's doing on his lightonconspiracy.com website. Just fantastic stuff. And then with Ollie is the wonderful, inimitable Max Egan. And that's just going to be fantastic. And of course, you all know the crowhouse.com and all the fantastic work that Max has been doing over the years, enlightening us even. And also Zen Gardner, who has never been on Out of the Bag, and I really were looking forward to welcoming Zen onto the show, and that's zengardner.com. So three incredible websites for you all to check out if you haven't checked them before. Just brilliant. I'm so looking forward to it. And then at 11 p.m, because I have these guys for 2 hours of our precious time and their precious time, really looking forward to it. At 11 p.m, I will be bringing on the wonderful Vin Byrne, Vincent of the Sunday Show on People's Internet Radio, and I'm really, really looking forward to that as well. So without further ado, we're going to crack on, and I hope that I have Ollie, Max and Zen with me. Are you there, boys?
We are.
Hi, very quiet on the microphone, guys, and I know you love each other, but you're going to have to love each other a bit more and get closer to that microphone, I think.
Can you
get
a bit better
now? I'll let the chat room let us know how it's going and how they can hear it, but at the moment I'm having a bit of difficulty. But welcome, Ollie, Max and Zen, to Out of the Bag. Very, very happy to have you here. I don't know who I'm going to have speak first. Sure. I mean, you're all on the starting line. What are you going to do?
Well, it's an interesting thing, man. We're all sitting around in Ulay's place here in Spain. We've had a very good day discussing the future. It's been really good. It's lovely just to be. It's good to be sitting in the same room doing this conversation. You hear us okay?
Now, I'm having difficulty, so I think there might be having difficulty in the chat room themselves listening and out there on their Facebook players, etc. Guys, maybe I'll call you back, shall I? Because there's a lot of fuzz in the background as well. What do you think?
Do that, please.
Okay, because yeah, you guys, are, I mean, Ollie, I heard you really well then, so you must have gone up to the microphone quite close there. Yes, I'll do that. I'll pop a tune on and I'll call you back, and I'll just cut the tune off, okay, and try and get you back as soon as I can. Thanks, guys. So, sorry about that, everybody. Sure, hey, you know, you can't see them on the radio, but here, you can play them on the radio. This is Tits on the Radio, by the Sister Sisters.
Where all the queers on the piss, were they gaming there?
Okay, I'm going to try and get the lads back now and see if I can hear them any better. There's not a fuzz in the background, so hopefully we can. Ollie, Max and Zenny, are there?
We are. Can you hear us?
Much, much better now. That's brilliant. We have success. We have liftoff. I mean, live radio, don't you just love it? I mean, you guys are used to it, aren't you?
Yeah, mate. That's all the time. But so it's been great. We're sitting around in Ollie's place in southern Spain here. It's been a very productive couple of days. We're discussing plans for the future. And it's been really good. And it's great to meet these guys. I mean, I've met Ollie before. And I've met Zen before at AB6. But it's good to connect with them all here in Spain and show a bit of collaboration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's incredible that, you know, you get such fantastic people together who all want to do good things for our world and to share their information and make sure that we all wake up to what's going on and maybe help out a little bit in our own ways. You guys are doing loads of work. Max and Zen, you were over in the UK at Ian R. Crane's, big event. Do you want to touch on that before we move on a bit?
Yeah, it was a great event. About 160 attendees, I think, 10 speakers. People from all over came, but it was a beautiful chemistry. We had 3 days together in a really interesting setting where we ate together, saw each other between people's talks, and just a tremendous energy. It was a real, really wonderful event.
Fantastic. And I haven't heard your voice before, Zen, to be honest. I've been so busy with radio shows, I haven't really caught up with a lot of Ollie's stuff on Light on Conspiracy and Max's stuff as well. Jeez, we're all busy, aren't we?
Well, yeah, the current political situation demands it, really. I mean, the current political climate on the planet is unprecedented, and it's keeping all of us pretty busy.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's providing hope because it's waking a lot of people up. I mean, what just happened in England? Everyone's sitting there scratching their heads going, what just happened? Are we living in an alternate reality or something? So, you know, it's been really good, actually, and that's what's keeping us busy is the great awakening that's happening. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm speaking to people that are waking up. And just conversations I'm having on aircraft and in shops in England and all sorts of people that I wouldn't expect to be talking about this sort of stuff are seeing it in their face now. So it is keeping us all pretty busy, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's brilliant that, well, it's not brilliant, obviously, that, you know, it doesn't matter what you vote. The bastards are going to get in anyway, whoever they are, you know, working for whoever it is they are, the corporates, or let's call them that, I suppose. Ollie, how are you doing? And you've got two incredible guys at your gaff.
I know, it's absolutely amazing. I've been super blessed. And this is thanks to this current situation. If we hadn't had these difficulties in the world, I would never have had the pleasure of meeting you, Sean, or Max, or Zen, so I'm really, really happy in the darkness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, not just light on conspiracies, light on what the heck
light
is going on.
Conspiracies.
And Happy in the Darkness by Ole Davagos.
Yeah, well, it's good actually. Like it's a really empowering time. I mean, that was one of the great things at AB6. AB6 is actually one of the best conferences I've attended, if not the best conference I've attended.
Wow, that's brilliant.
And the quality of the speakers and the positive attitude of everybody. Mm-hmm. The crowd response was phenomenal. These people were so open to the information we were sharing, and everybody who left the event left feeling inspired and motivated and ready to put plans into action, because I mean all of the information that was brought to people was all vital information regarding vaccines, the surveillance society, all sorts of stuff, what's going on with GMOs and all sorts of issues, but all done in a solution-based manner. Mm-hmm. And with Zen's talk and Ken O'Keefe's talk and myself's talk near the end, it was just fantastic. It all brought it into a package that people really left there with an action plan. And that's what we're trying to do now. We've actually been meeting here in Spain discussing the Full Circle Project, because this has been an ongoing thing of mine for a while that I've been trying to get people on board with. And we've been formulating some really, really good plans, workable action, how to link up all the communities, link up all the movements together, and formulate a kind of a spearhead approach by addressing the root cause of all the problems that we're facing, creating a mechanism to link all these people up, and the tools and the mechanism and the understanding and the right path to tread in order to address these issues. So that's what it's all been about. I'm hoping to launch that by the end of June. We're in the middle of building a new website and everything for it now. And getting Zen on board and Ule on board, and just to give their input into it and create a movement that isn't a movement, it's grass fires. As I've said, you know, what we've got to do to address all of our problems is cut the head off the snake. We've got to aim our action at the head of the snake, and the way to do that is to start grass fires. As I said to Zen today, a snake has no defense against a grass fire. That's the way we have to do it, and that's the approach we're taking with Full Circle Project. It's a movement that isn't a movement. It's simply a vehicle people can use to link all their ideas up together and find workable mechanisms and share them with everybody so that we all have a common approach and we're all approaching things in the right direction and approaching the head of the snake, not just addressing the symptoms and hacking at the branches, but going for the root of the problem and using language that the average man on the street can understand. So you're not a conspiracy theorist. You're not anything that they can vilify. You can talk to them in a language they can understand, use a legal mechanism that they understand that's already in place, and shift us back to a point where we've just basically put the hold on this whole thing. I mean, it's not a remedy, but it's going to set them back so far, and it's going to cause the controlling hand to have to sink back into the shadows and hang a few of these politicians out to dry. It's going to stop them in their tracks if we can formulate this properly, this spearhead approach.
Okay.
And that's what the Full Circle Project's about, and that's what we're coordinating and discussing and kind of brainstorming during this week in Spain.
Okay, well, that's brilliant, because, I mean, it's changed slightly. You mentioned roots and branches. I thought the Full Circle Project was to maybe, the idea was originally to purchase forest land back, which I do think is revolution, getting the land back into the people's hands and not into the corporate's hands. I thought it was a fantastic idea. So now it's expanded, it's expounded into something else where other people can use the Full Circle Project or be part of, if you like, the Full Circle Project with their own vehicles within it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a very interesting mechanism we've created here, or we're in the process of creating. See, the original plan, like I had this kind of a vision when I was in the Amazon forest of what we could use to motivate the people. It's finding the tools and mechanism that's going to motivate people in the language I understand. I thought, okay, the Amazon. Mm. Everybody wants to save the Amazon, so I can use this as a mechanism to get people's attention. If I can raise enough money to buy, like there was this section of 144,000 acres that I could have bought for $1 million. I thought if I can raise $1 million, but with the community and buy this section of land and hold it in trust to keep it safe, it'll show the world what we can do if we all join together. Then I found out the Peruvian government was advertising around about $73 million just in advertising of the fact that they're actually going to destroy this piece of land. And I thought, well, this is not the right approach. Obviously, we're not going to save the Amazon by buying it. We've got to realize that what's going on in the Amazon is a symptom of a wider problem. The Amazon's being raped by Western corporations, so we need to clean up our own backyard in order to save the Amazon. So the whole Full Circle Project's taken on a much, much broader perspective. And as the political climate's changed in the last couple of years, it's had to. Because when I had the vision for this, what the initial vision was to create a mechanism that's going to shift human consciousness. We've got to find something that's going to work, not a movement that's going to lead you down a rabbit hole. It's another thing. You get a newsletter every month. All of these movements don't go anywhere because they don't have the right focus.
Mm.
We need to focus on the root core of the problem, which is the abusive office of governments basically all over the world. So we need to shift people's perspective of how they can deal with this root cause problem. And that's the only thing that's going to save the Amazon. That's the only thing that's going to stop the fracking. That's the only thing that's going to stop all the problems we face. We have to address them from their root cause. And with Full Circle Project, what I want to do is create a vehicle that kind of makes myself redundant. There are no leaders in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vehicle and a mechanism that everyone can use to share their ideas and link up in a spearhead action to attack the head of the snake in a language that it has no defense against.
Okay, well, you mentioned the head. Sorry.
Has no defense against. I mean, this is really what we have to do. We've got to coordinate all our ideas together. There's no good addressing symptoms. There's no good creating movements that just don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to really formulate a workable plan, all get on board with it, all link this up together and approach this with a common cause and a common direction and a common action that's going to work. And so that's what I'm trying to develop with this.
Absolutely.
Not on the audience, but the participation base.
Well, it's got to be.
People, because we've been maintaining within the same more or less circumscribed limits of the so-called alternative community. Everybody's ready for this next stage. And all they need is hooking up, finding each other, and having a plan of action, something taking them to the next level, to reaching a broader audience instead of just preaching to the choir all day long.
Zen, you're absolutely right, Zen, and thanks for that, Max. You know, people like me, I'm a frustrated performing poet with a radio show. I've got so many ideas and so many plans, but where is that vehicle to share them, to give them? And you are creating it. You have created it, in fact. There is a question from the chat room straight away. And really, you mentioned a couple of times there, the head of the snake. Richard Colson is asking, hi, Sean, please can you ask Max, what specifically is the head of the snake?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, the real head of the snake ultimately is the financial system, but the mechanism that stands between the financial system and us is government. That's its little hand. It's its hand that does its bidding.
Yeah.
So we need to find a way of reining our governments back under control. This is something that I'm going to be talking about in Full Circle Project. I want to release an intro video soon about it. But what we've got to do is realize that every problem that we're facing, whether it's coal seam gas, whether it's deforestation, homelessness, mm-hmm. austerity measures, whatever it is, these are all things that have been put in place by mechanism that, by legislation that government puts in place. You know, you're trying to address coal seam gas mining. You're not going to address it by protesting at the wells, although you need to do this to stop them doing the wells, but you're not going to address it by that. You're not going to address what the corporation's doing by petitioning the corporation or petitioning the government to do something about the problem that they have created. It's the government that created the legislation which enables the corporation to do what it does. Mm. If the corporation is putting the people in a state of hardship, then the government is an abuse of office. It's as simple as that. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to use the concept of nationhood. I mean, the fact that, say, the people of Spain are the nation of Spain. And I'm not talking about the nation state. I'm talking about the national identity of Spain are the people of Spain.
Yes.
Therefore, any legislation that's put in place by government which puts these people in a state of hardship or stress is an abuse of office. It's a threat to national security. It's a threat to the security of the national identity, which is the people. You know, people have to get this concept back in their heads of what the actual national identity of your country is, of England, of Spain, of France. And again, I'm not talking about the nation state. I'm just trying to find a mechanism that's going to unite the man on the street with the lord of the manor. You've got to find something, and usually it's their national identity, whether they believe in the government or not. You know, they're French and proud to be that way. Whether they migrated there, whether they're the gardener, whether they're the banker, doesn't matter. They're proud to be the nationality that they are. So we can use that as a vehicle to speak to people on the street in a language they can understand. If you want to protect your national identity, which is being eroded by all these problems, immigration, everything that everybody's talking about, all of this is a result of legislation the government puts in place, which is an abuse of office. And if you can see yourself, your people, the blood and sweat and flesh of your people as being the nation, then you can see that any threat to that is a threat to national security. If that threat is coming from government, that is an abuse of office. And an abuse of office is the most serious charge you can bring against a politician. If we can change people's mindset and help them think in this way, that all of these problems we're facing are from abuse of office. Mm-hmm. And there's legislation and mechanism in place that we can use now to address this problem at its root cause by calling it for what it is. It cuts through all the red tape, because all of these issues, all these rabbit holes we get sent down are all abuse of office. So if we can address this problem, and then we've got everybody's attention, we can look at how we got here. You know, we can have these criminals that are running our governments and starting these wars and enslaving us to this financial system held accountable for their actions under their own legislation, and then lead us back to a point where we have something a little bit better. But we've got to rein this system in and find some way of stopping it in its tracks in a language that the people on the street can understand, that doesn't come across as a conspiracy theory or any of this sort of stuff. You know, we haven't got time to discuss the finer points. We haven't got time to convince people of all of these controlling hands and things. We just have to point out the obvious to them and find a way of stopping this police state that is being fast locked down around us.
Absolutely.
And everybody can see it now. And everybody can see that what this is an erosion of, it's an erosion of Western values. I mean, the values that we've been given, that we've fought wars for, the values of freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, this is what Western society is. And our governments are in the process of taking these inherent rights away from us. And this is not what we employ them to do. This is an abuse of office. And we need to look at it that way. And we can prosecute these people under their own legislation. If we can look at all of these different movements that we've got and spearhead them to this direction and have everybody calling this out, we're going to find some pretty quick changes. And this is the sort of thing I'm trying to work on. And the Full Circle Project can find ways of linking up all these groups together. And even people who've got communes or alternative places or permaculture places, you know, alternative communities they want to start, we can link all these up together as well. But again, you've got to address the problem which created the need for you to create the alternate community.
Yes. Yes.
Again, this is an abusive office. So this is where I'm trying to go with it. I mean, I've tried everything, Sean, to think of anything that's going to link these people up in a language they can understand, what is going to get their attention. Because once we have their attention to this abusive office, then we can look at how we got here and start addressing those problems, you know.
Absolutely. You're right about the grass fire method, you know, to get rid of the snakes, if you like. Because, you know, even here in Ireland over the last couple of days, there's been an abuse of office again. There were gentlemen basically just standing up for their rights and speaking out, and they were arrested and treated pretty brutishly by an Garda Síochána, who seemed to be thugs, really, for the judicial system. So this is happening right now in front of us. So what you're saying is, it's difficult, because how can we arrest somebody who is out of trust, as you often say, you know, that abuses their office, their position of which they've been put in by the people, if you like. How can we get these people arrested or stopped from doing what they're doing when it's genuine crimes that are is obvious to everybody?
The problem is, Sean, that when we look at all these things, people just aren't addressing them in the right language. This is why I'm trying to use this language, because if we use the right language, there are lawyers and barristers that aren't particularly dishonest that work within the system that can go with this. You've got to, by using the right language, things such as show cause, which is a legal term. You know, if you look at, for example, I wrote a letter in Australia to stop a gas well, and it's the only well that I know of that's been stopped in Australia. And what we did was we pointed out to the government, and we got the people at the well to write this letter to all the members of the state of New South Wales. And what they said was that Australia is a spring-fed nation. Mm-hmm. Therefore, water is essential to life in this nation. Therefore, it is essential to the security of this nation. Therefore, any threat to groundwater must be seen as a threat to national security. Therefore, we the people require you, the government, to supply us with the documents that show that this does not affect the water table. And if you cannot provide us with those studies that you've done, or if you haven't done those studies, then you need to show cause, which is a legal term, why you should not be held in abuse of office, which is a legal term, and why we should not rally the people to express a loss of confidence, which is a legal term, in your government's ability to govern and take the necessary steps to have your government not only dismissed, which is a legal term, but held accountable for your actions. And they stopped that well within a week. So if we can shift people's perspective of what the nation is, what a threat to national security actually is, what their relationship to government is, and speak to them in a language they can understand, you can create a meme in the minds of people. You'll have people talking about this, playing cards or over the pool table, people who don't look at conspiracy theories or any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not too much for them to think about in this way. So we can reach the man on the street by speaking in legal language that they can understand, which will get their attention to the fact that we've got a serious problem with our government and we need to address it very, very quickly. So that's what I'm trying to do with this. Yeah, and it's a very, very simple course of action, and it's something that people can understand. And really, like, government is just a meme. The whole control grid is just a meme. It's just an idea. The whole concept of authority, it's just an idea that's been instilled into people. And if you can instill this new perspective into them, you'll shift things very, very quickly. And everybody that I've spoken to about this, and I've presented it to them in this way, it's like a light bulb has gone off in their heads. And they've gone, oh, my God, I'm running with this. And I'm starting to ask the right questions and write letters and do the right things. And I'm starting to talk about this with people. And everybody's getting the concept. And this is how we change it, Sean, because the whole concept of control is just an idea. Even this all-powerful hand, they're not that powerful.
No.
They just put their symbolism everywhere. So we think they're powerful, so we give all our power away. We think, oh, my God, we can't do anything about this. But we can, if we look at things in a real perspective, bring it back down to grassroots, talk in a common language, and use the legal mechanism that's already there, no matter how defunct and default it is. The point is, the bankers and the controlling hand behind the scenes who puppeteer all these governments, they're going to see this and they're going to go, oh, my God, and it's going to set them back. Like I said, it's not remedy, but but it stops them in their tracks. They're going to have to hang these politicians out to dry, and a new bunch will take their place who are going to see that, hang on, the people just did something really major. And we can maybe at that point start introducing some transparency into government, dealing with the money system, dealing with the education system. I mean, I don't have all the answers, but we've got to find some mechanism that's going to reach the common man in a common language that's going to stop this system as quickly as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to do with this.
So Zen, if you don't mind me asking, bring you into this, what are you hoping to add to the Full Circle project?
Well, one quick add-on to it, or emphasis, a point of emphasis to on what Max was saying. I think mm-hmm. that the sense of urgency is something that everybody's, I would say not everybody, but many people are feeling with no course of action except just to keep screaming, you know, the same things, the same headlines, repeating the same problems, which are only getting worse every day. And it's almost like the boiling frog analogy, or metaphor, where, you know, the flames are coming up. If we don't either get people out of the pot or turn down the burner, we're going to have, you know, a comatose population that it'll be too late. We have mm-hmm. to respond. And I think by people seeing a response, it'll awaken what they've been automatically suppressing in themselves, because it's too much for people to look at. It's the reality's too much. And they don't think there's a course of action. So as soon as you get it, this is like a release valve. It's a focal point where people can see that there's something they can do. And the greatest thing, as I see it, that I've been feeling for a long time, is connectivity. People coming out, finding each other in person in their local communities. And once they get in touch, and this, using this focal point is a terrific, like a spearhead, when once they get in touch with each other, it's going to release like an atomic reaction of energy. And through communication, through camaraderie, through brotherhood, as people actually get in touch with each other and have a chance to really join forces, other things will come to the fore. And that's what I see. This has infinite potential, but without tapping into this next level of activation and connectivity, it's not going to happen. So one of the big things that has me very inspired about Full Circle is the website and something we have called the Community Connector, where people can actually find each other within their region securely as possible, and find each other and find common cause, commonalities of all sorts, even pooling people's resources, who has what gifts to offer. What do you call that group?
Crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing. People's gifts and talents. And a lot of people have tremendous gifts, and they're going, what do I do with that? How can I help?
Yeah.
What can I do? So as people find each other, it takes on its own organic life. And the potential, Full Circle is not at all trying to control anything. It's to release something. It's to create connectivity and let people run with it, go where they want to go, but be able to stay in touch with each other, benefit from each other's discoveries and answers that they find, solutions that they find, you know, put things on a positive base, but all initiated through taking action and recognizing the urgency of the moment without fear, overreacting, but it'll bring a much, much greater conscious awareness into their everyday life instead of kind of putting it in some ethereal sense and metaphysical musings. That's not really, I mean, those are all important, but it's taking it to the practical level, because what is after all going to happen to our kids and our grandkids? I mean, at the rate we're going, what we're facing, we are headed for a horrendous tragedy and a terrible future for our own progeny, never mind the people of the world.
Absolutely.
So if we don't do everything we can at this point, I just don't understand it. It's all in for everybody. I think people are feeling it. It's happening organically. By no means is Full Circle the be-all expression of anything. We just want to do our part. But I'm hearing it from all quarters around the globe. People are finding each other, wanting to build community, wanting to find ways to change their local environment, and so change the overall environment. It's a beautiful thing going on, and whatever we can do to contribute to that, I think is really essential contribution.
Absolutely. Zen, that was, those were fantastic words. And, I really, really enjoyed it and got excited listening to you. Okay. Because I do feel it myself. I feel that we're doing this all over the world. I think that we are connecting. I think that things are happening. I mean, I myself here on Out of the Bag, I'm just a frustrated poet really who's got a radio show. And, I'm finding that, a few years back, if I invited somebody from another radio show, for example, onto my show, I'd get private messages from people saying, what are you doing? That's the competition and all this type of shite. But now I'm chatting to radio hosts from other shows and other stations, and we're collaborating and we're getting together and we're sharing ideas and concepts. And really that's what the Full Circle Project is doing. And we are organically doing it as well without knowing we're part of you.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a wonderful thing happening. The awakening is very real, and we have to allow it to blossom in ways, in new ways, that address the, like I said, the urgency of our situation, not in fear, but in absolute conscious awareness, but in practical application. And I think people are hungry for it. All you have to do is like lighting a flare in the landscape, you know, and say, oh, it's up there. Couldn't see in the darkness. So whatever we can do to help that, and people are doing it all over. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that's happening. But whatever direction and inspiration we can contribute, we're going to give it our best shot.
We've got to do it. And you're dead right. It's actions. And they do speak louder than words. And we've done enough talking, haven't we, really? It's time for putting actions into happenings, you know, and making it happen all over the place. And I do see that happening all over the place. It's great. I have a few ideas here in Ireland. I might talk about them with Vin later in the last hour. Ollie, yourself and what you're doing and making people aware of the, I suppose, the constructed, plays that are being played out, if you like, the false flags and all the rest of it. You're opening people's minds up to the control mechanisms and the bullshit factor, I suppose, that's going on in the background. And you're part of this Full Circle Project as well.
I am. I tell you, I have never been part of any political party, groups, anything. I've never voted in my whole life. But I've devoted my life to truth. And I've always avoided groups because what I've experienced is that there are these big egos, and the big egos start fighting each other and have this, they need to be right instead of seeing the where we're going. It becomes personal and they're standing, banging their heads together. This is when I was asked to, if I would be interested to join this, I did it very carefully, feeling where are the egos, are there any booby traps or things that can go off down the road. And I felt comfortable, I must say, I felt comfortable with these guys. And because I think for me, it's so much a matter of opening up the heart, listening to the heart, get out of the head, and at the same time, follow the truth wherever it will take you. Full transparency and spot on, I mean, follow the truth, spearheaded right up against the wall. And what I love about this thing is also, let's make it personal. That's what I say. I will be totally responsible for my actions. I will demand the same respect from people in government and whoever it is that we have given our way of power to, who's controlling us. So I say, let's track it backwards down on a national, on an international level, and find the people who are hiding in the dark corridors of power, signing papers without being responsible, who can just sign away our rights and our liberties and our whatever it is without nobody knowing who's really doing it. I say, let's backtrack it, like Max is suggesting, perfectly. Get the names of these people, get the light right on them and say, listen, this time is over. We're here for transparency, truth, and for you to wake up to the fact that you are supposed to work for us, not being a super criminal hiding in dark corridors of evil. You know, it's wake up time, because this is not on anymore. The time of greed is off. We are here because we all want a beautiful, beautiful future together.
Absolutely.
And then just step by step by step, one by one, saying, listen, it's up to you. Step forward, have some balls, have some courage, show that you, what you've been up to, show if you're very sorry about what you've been part of building, that's even better. take a step, come on our side, and let's move on to the next.